You're listening to the best of Lex and Terry.
Anders, I believe it is, in Freakville, Florida. Anders, what's up?
Hey, guys. So I've been dating this girl for, like, 2.5 years, right? Like, I just can't seem to get any affection out of her. And, like, she says she's not affectionate. Her parents are telling me that she's not an affectionate person. She's conservative. And I've tried to get us into, like, situations. Okay.
Has she ever been affectionate in the whole 2 years? Like, ever?
No, she hasn't.
I have I heard a little red flag come up in this call already. When you said her parents told you that you had a talk with her parents about her not being affectionate?
No, her parents just like told me they're like, you know she's not affectionate, right? You know don't get upset with her. Don't do this, don't do that.
I'm some weird parents because I would never say that to a boyfriend of my daughter.
It's a little odd.
I'd say, look, you're not going to get information, good or bad, about my kid out of me, so stop talking to me.
I hate to do this. She means the world to you. You're crazy about her. I get it. You're 18 years old. You think this is the one. It's not. It's not the one. You won't even remember her name 10 years from now.
We want you to have some fun.
And both of you are still developing who you're going to be for the rest of your life. So who knows what's going through her mind, what changes, hormones.
And you're a guy that likes a little affection, which is a normal thing.
You shouldn't think that this is what girls are your first time out.
Just what you need is a bag of problems at 18 years old.
So we think you should completely change the parameters of this and just treat her a little worse than she treats you.
And Anders, I wouldn't say treat her bad.
For lack of a better term.
She's not treating him bad.
I would just be aloof. I really would. I would. I agree with Lex on this. I would just back away from her and see what happens. Because she knows what you want. She knows what's missing. And she doesn't seem to be doing anything to try to make it any better, does she, Anders?
No, it doesn't seem like it.
If you like hanging out with her, hang out with her. There were plenty of chicks that I hung out with that wasn't giving me no poon, but I had a chick cross town that I was banging at 18.
It's a dude, you're 18. This is too much stuff to deal with at 18 years old.
The protocol on a chick like this is exactly what Dee said. She's your experimental chick, just so you can figure out what her deal is, but there is somebody elsewhere that is taking care of your needs.
She's not going to be your girlfriend much longer. She shouldn't anyway.
Yeah, because this...
Be true to yourself, Anders.
She still cares about me.
So what if she still cares? You can still care about each other, but you're not getting everything you want out of this relationship. In fact, you're not getting the most important stuff out of the relationship.
That's true.
Yeah.
Move on. Don't be a bitch about it. Don't go, you didn't do this. Just say, listen, obviously we're not in the same place right now. I wish you the best of luck. I'm crazy about you. But this isn't what I imagined a relationship to look like. I'm not going to start here and just take what you give me. I'm a move on.
I'd go watch TV with her and stuff like on Friday and Saturday night and about 9:30 go, well, I got to go. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, handshake, and high five, leave.
And then go somewhere and have fun between 9:30 and, say, 3 a.m.
But, dude, really, seriously, you have to take matters into your own hands, and you have to realize and be true to yourself on this thing. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to point fingers. You don't have to call her names. You don't have to go, something's wrong with you, even though there is. I'd just get away from it all, dude. You're going to be all right. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You didn't want to hear that, did you?
I mean, at this point, my soul and my heart's been shattered more times than there are stars in the sky. So,
hey, Edgar Allan Poe, knock it off.
I just want to hug you, Anders.
Anders,
Andres.
The idea here is for you to take control here, and don't let her do that to you.
Yeah, hey, take control of your own life. That's all it is.
Anders, I've been where you've been before. I was a little younger.
A bad poet.
With my high school sweetheart. And
getting a D in poetry.
When she said she didn't want to be with me no more, I cried my eyes out.
Sure.
I, I grabbed a knife, wanted to cut my wrist. I thought it was the end of the world, but it wasn't. It wasn't, man.
Dude, I hope you remember this call for a long time. I really do. I hope you remember that not only is this chick breaking your heart, the next one's going to as well, probably. And the one after that's going to as well. And then the one after that, you're going to break her heart. And then that's going to suck. I mean, this is all about learning. You got this, okay? This is all about the ups and downs. You're way young. You got this, dude.
And you need to go up and down on her best friend.
Hell, my wife broke my heart the other week when she ate my M&Ms.
See, there you go.
She's got to go.
Anders, keep calling us if you need to, dude. You're not going to be a problem. I'd like to walk you through this, but you got to be strong, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, man.
I've been listening to you guys give other people advice, and I figure you guys are pretty good at giving advice. So that's why I called you guys.
I have a feeling if your best friend came to you with the same problem you have, I know you would tell him what we told you. I know you'd say, dude, you don't need that.
Right after they say, God, I'm so glad you finally asked me about this.
All right.
You guys seen Infinity War, right? With when they go to see
No, I was with a girl.
We've seen it.
We've seen it. Lex is just telling bad jokes.
When they go to Vormir and talk to Red Skull.
Yeah,
like I guide people to a treasure I can never possess.
Mm-hmm.
That's me giving relationship advice to my friends.
Yeah, but it's okay. You got this.
You shouldn't be giving relationship advice to your friends.
Well, yeah, that's what he was hinting when he told us about the movie.
I don't know my Infinity War stuff, sorry.
But believe it or not, you're not that bad off, dude. You're not that bad. You're just 18.
That's all it is.
You know, that's all it is. Don't start thinking you're not good at relationships.
You're actually a good guy.
You actually are good at this. You actually know what you want. Most people don't. All right?
All right.
All right, see you later, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he think it's the end of the world, and it's going to be a minute for him to get over.
It sucks. Sure,
I've been there. I was that dude. I thought it was the end of the world, and it wasn't. You know, I did at the time, though. Hey, at the time, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
My eyes was, you could have probably quenched the thirst of a small country with all the tears that came out of my eyes.
Same. My world's ended quenched, 7 or 8 times, I'm sure of it.
Quenched the thirst of a small country. Oh, God.
This is the best of Lex and Terry.